Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
Yo, it's a cool thing about broadcasting at home, yo. You running late, you just running here naked. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the radio naked right now.
Yeah, G-M-I. Baby.
Here we go, here we go. Hey, naked on the radio, naked on the radio.
Shut up.
Yo, Laura, what we about to do next?
Listen, we need some contestants for Laura Never Loses. Hit us up right now, 800-223-9797.
Ow, naked on the radio. Big tune. Burna Boy's back. Yo, Nigeria, they turned the Twitter back on over there. What's going on, man? Yeah, Kilometer. Yo, you know the president of Nigeria, they say turn the Twitter off when Twitter took down one of his tweets. Yo, you tripping, Buhari. What you doing, bruh? People already thought you was suspect. Come on, man. Hey. I was rocking. Sorry, y'all. I didn't put no draws on. You know what I'm saying? That Killer Me, the Burner Boy came on. I ain't had a chance to get dressed, man. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Laura, is that out of line? I shouldn't announce that?
No. No one wants to know about what's going on in your home. No one wants to hear that you're naked on the radio.
Naked on the radio. Naked on the radio.
Oh, my God. Wild.
Yo, man, listen, it's theater of the mind. You know what I'm saying? That's what they call radio.
It's even worse then.
Right, Johnny?
We don't want that theater in our mind.
We didn't buy tickets to that.
Exactly.
Yo, Broadway's back.
My Lord.
The post-pandemic naked on the radio show. Yo, fam. Good morning, Laura. How you doing? You got some sleep last night? Your dream catchers and bedrocks was working?
You know it. I got some sleep last night. I feel good. Today it's hot, guys. It's a high of 88 degrees.
Again? Ooh. We're doing this again, huh?
Yes.
It rained. It got busy for a second with the rain yesterday over in the tri-states areas. But, all in all, wherever you at, there was definitely a heat wave all around the country. Many, many parts. Rain is supposed to hit, though, today, a light rain around 3, and it's going to cool things off leading into the overnight for the tri-state. Tomorrow, overcast, but warm again. And then Thursday, partly cloudy and 80. Friday's the interesting day. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we barely get into the 70s. Friday's rain all day. Saturday's, you know, partly cloudy and 65. Sunday, cloudy and 68. And then we get back into the 80s next week. But interesting, cool weekend on the way. Shawnee Culture, you ready for the game that lives up to his name?
I am.
Okay. Yo, just before we get to that, Brooklyn.
What was the Nets.
You don't watch basketball.
Oh, but I like Brooklyn.
You like Brooklyn.
Shout out to Brooklyn.
Nets? You like the Nets?
Yeah, Nets. They in Brooklyn.
Yo, it's the Brooklyn Nets. They taking all fans, bro. You might as well jump in now.
I mean, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, from here on out, Shawnee Culture, you Brooklyn Nets?
I'm Brooklyn Nets.
From here on out.
Big up to Brooklyn. From here on out.
Oh.
But I mean, I'm saying like I'm Knicks too, though. But they not in the game right now.
Wait.
I'm New York. But right now, Nets.
What about your sons? What about your sons?
They Brooklyn.
They Brooklyn Nets.
I mean, Brooklyn born, yeah. So.
No, but they're Brooklyn Nets supporters.
Yes.
Okay.
They Brooklyn Nets.
Because what you want to do as a parent, it's the right thing to do as a parent, is gift your children fandom of a winning team. know what I'm saying?
But, yo, Brooklyn Nets, not to crap or rain on their parade, but, like, they be switching up the team so much, we don't know if they're a winning team. They're winning
Who?
Right now.
Who? But all teams switch up. What are you talking about? You act like the Knicks been this team for a long time or something.
But they're winning right now. They got the super team.
No, I'm just saying, but their winning average in Brooklyn and going to the playoffs
is high.
It's decent.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're going to be Brooklyn by default. And... But Knicks, too. That's just how I am.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro,
I'm New York.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Nah. Like, see, me.
They got to root for the home team.
See, my daughter's grandfather, he's an old school New York guy. He's Knicks all day. And Issa's first basketball game was a Knicks game. But we had a talk, and we said, look, man, you know, Brooklyn's a team. It's a squad. You know what I'm saying? And I think she gets it. I also took her to a Yankees game, right? Because I was like, listen, I'm not going to make her an Oakland A's fan or a Mets fan. Like, what are we doing? I want this child to blossom and know what winning feels like.
You know I mean, saying? I love that. You know what I'm saying? But I can't just gift them New York.
Losing will happen. It will. But gift them some winning. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Losing always comes to every franchise.
Okay.
It's going to happen. So, it's just like... the disease of losing, where it's just attached to the fabric of whom you are.
You're trying to say that's the Knicks. That's what you told me.
I mean, apparently.
But there was a time, you know, Mason,
40 years ago,
Ewing,
bro.
I know, you know.
Well, the 90s, they didn't get the chip, though, and it came apart. And that's even nice. The Mets. You know, the Mets have had
Queens.
Some decent seasons recently. But all in all.
Yankees.
See, Yankees, Giants.
Jets.
Brooklyn Nets. Duh, the Jets. Don't do it to yourself.
Don't do that. You know, I don't know.
Yo, woo.
But I'll be on the Yankees because you got to do Yankees. That's New York. But then I got to do Mets because I'm Queens. Everybody in Queens knows.
I'm
we're that
with
blue
you,
and orange.
I'm trying to help your children. I'm trying to help your children's life here. You know what I'm saying? I love them young brothers,
I
man.
Feel you. Thank
I'm trying
you,
to help.
Bro.
You know, Uncle Ebro's really trying to come through. Look, Young Baby Light, I know she going to listen. You know what I'm saying? Because her and Issa already clicked up.
That's a fact.
So I'm already planting the seed with Issa. So hopefully Issa gifts it to Young Baby Light, you know, some
okay.
winning teams.
Okay. I mean, I like being on a winning squad. I'm with you, though. I'm with you on that.
I will say Baby Light's first basketball jersey was gifted to her by the Brooklyn Nets.
I mean, talk about it.
Brooklyn, what's up?
Yo, I think Issa's first basketball jersey... Now, it might have been a Knicks joint. It might have been Knicks. It might have been Brooklyn, though. I can't remember. She got two. She got both. But nonetheless, look, Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Monster mashed them dudes by like 37 last night in Brooklyn. And you know, the Milwaukee Bucks was that team in the East, one of those teams.
Facts. I
they
know
are
that.
Without James Harden, because. You know, those three, Kyrie and Durant and Harden, have only played probably max 20 games together. Maximum. No Harden last night. Kyrie, KD, and the rest of the Brooklyn Nets getting busy.
Busy.
And the reason it's remarkable, it's not like Kyrie had 50 points or, you know what I'm saying? It was the fact that the ball movement and the way they're playing as a team, the way it looks right now.
Right.
Something special. Just even as a basketball fan.
So real quick, we need a male caller. But do you
They're not calling because they're probably Knicks fans out there upset.
Do you think that the Nets are going to take it all the way?
I mean, there's nothing in their way right now.
Okay.
The Sixers are, you know, obviously a big problem in the East. The Sixers are amazing. And I think the matchup of the Sixers in Brooklyn, the way they match up is going to be very, very interesting. That's a series I want to see. That's the series I really want to see out of all. That's like the finals for me. Philly, Brooklyn? That's going to be special.
Philly and Brooklyn. Okay. I mean, look, I'm with you. Like
Yo,
you said,
and you New Yorkers, y'all going to root for Philly?
Nah. We going for New York. We, you know what I'm saying? We loyal.
Yo, I know South Jersey's locked in right now.
They going for Philly.
They going for Philly all day.
Yeah, that's facts.
But you out here... In the Bronx? You in Queens? You going for Philly? And they might just do it. Yo, I heard last night, I saw somebody tweet that there was a Knicks fan in a Knicks hat at the Nets game.
Mm.
a media person tweeted this, walked up to him and said, "Hey, you here to support Brooklyn Nets?" Said, "No, absolutely not. I hate that team. I'm here to support the Milwaukee Bucks." With his Knicks gear on at the Barclay.
In Brooklyn?
In Brooklyn.
What?
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? The sickness is deep, man. The sickness is deep, bro.
Wow.
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 Yo, what kind of sick is that? Who you mad at That's when you act like that?
Well, I'm mad at you because people want to play Lord Never Loses.
Do we have another guy?
We do, we do. We got Aaron and we got Joanne.
Aaron.
What's going on? Good morning.
What's going on, man? You see my Brooklyn Nets?
Yeah, they looking good, man. They looking real good.
Yo, I mean, look, even you don't even have to. I'm not even going to ask you if you're a Brooklyn Nets fan, just as a fan of the sport. Are you watching the way.
Of the sport.
Are you watching how they're playing?
And I love KD and I love Kyrie.
Oh, so listen, you want to see the Brooklyn Nets win then?
Of course I want to see them win. Yeah, they looking good. New York needs something, man. We need something to win, man.
Yo, there you go, man. That's the right attitude,
for a minute in basketball, so we need something in New York.
That's the right attitude, man. Yo, and then Kyrie is out here supporting a Manhattan district attorney who's progressive, like he's in his political bag. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Definitely. Kyrie is playing like he wants to be there, and that's a good thing. Because he always, when he don't want to be with somebody, he plays a little.
Yeah, he checks out.
Like he don't want to play no more.
Well, he don't even show up. Like he stops showing up. He takes personal days.
Yeah, exactly. So it's good that he's playing the way he's playing because that means he wants to play with the guys he's with.
Yeah, man. We're going to have the Manhattan DA candidate on. Her name is I always mess her name up.
Which one? We have so many.
Nah, but there's two that matter. We had on the young lady Weinstein. She leans conservative. She seems like a nice enough lady. But Alvin Bragg, we've had him on. We had Tally Farhadian on already. But
and we've had Eliza Orleans too.
And we had Eliza Orleans. But the young
that's nice.
But the real candidate that a lot of people are loving is Tahani Abushi. Tahani Abushi is, you know, progressive, and she's ready to make sure that the NYPD and other you know, evil actors within our city are dealt with. So remember that name, Tahani Abushi. We're gonna have her on too. Who else we got, Shawnee Culture?
Joanne.
Good morning, y'all.
How you doing, Joanne? Where you headed right now to get money?
I'm heading to work. I work for a school. I'm a secretary, and I'm currently in the tunnel.
There you go. Which tunnel you in?
Holland Tunnel.
Holland. What's up, Holland Tunnel? What up to the Lincoln, Battery, you know, however you moving out here? Midtown. All the tunnel riders. All right, here we go. Joanne, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Styles?
Of course, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles. Joanne.
All right, Ebro. Like
yo, we got this. We got this, man.
Yeah, all right, y'all.
Well, listen, Ebro, we got a prize this morning.
Ooh.
Just in time for Father's Day. So you can win an ultimate Bossed experience. So you win dinner, Rich by Rick Ross VIP men's grooming kit, a personal Father's Day message from Rick Ross, and also everyone who wins will qualify for a grand prize of a luxury men's watch made hot by Roslyn Social and Vladdy's Diamonds.
60 seconds on the clock. Yes, Shawnee with the question.
Question.
Hey. Let's play Laura Never Loses.
All right.
Here we go.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter.
Records. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
All right, Diddy sparked rumors. Laura.
What?
The rumor of the latest rumor is him holding hands with Young Miami.
Young Miami is correct. He's holding hands with her. Each day there are 86,400 of which unit of time?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Aye.
86,403.
I know.
Two.
Milliseconds.
One. Incorrect.
Just seconds. Milliseconds.
Just seconds. Who will be playing Florence Griffith Jr.? Ebro.
FloJo will be played by Tiffany Haddish.
You got a FloJo. Facts. Halitosis
Laura.
Is the medical. Laura.
Oh, wow. Laura jumped to that. She know that one.
Halitosis is bad breath.
Bad breath is correct. Who dropped his album real late?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Peter Elliott Rosenberg.
That is correct.
Well done.
Who fought Paul Logan?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather tie game.
Oh, God.
Uruguay sits
on
what? Laura.
Uruguay sits on the...
Three.
Two. Atlantic Ocean?
One. Atlantic is correct. Laura wins.
Laura wins!
At the buzzer. She's like the Nets.
Yo, I was really impressed by the halitosis. Yo, ladies, y'all done had so many combos with dudes with bad breath. Laura jumped out the window with that when she was like, halitosis!
Ready.
Bad breath!
Halitosis is the medical term for which affliction?
Bad breath!
Bad breath.
It's so funny.
Yo, hey, yo. All good, man. We're going to get the next one. Fellas, we're going to get the next one.
Yeah, we'll be in there. We'll be in there. Listen, man, if I wasn't naked, I would have won. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm naked on the radio. I thought coming in here swinging, I was going to win for sure. You know what I mean?
No.
Wow. Ebro, it's hot out there, man. Some days you might got a free ball.
Yo, you got a free ball, my G. Let him swing.
Let him swing.
Yo, Joanne, do your shout-outs. Joanne?
I'll take her shout-out.
She here.
She was in the Holland Tunnel. Her phone might have went out.
There she go.
Go ahead.
I'm still here.
I'll take her shout out.
Wow, look at Aaron Gunning.
I want to shout out to my family, to my brother who hopefully upcoming soon, Mr. Thank You, and to my husband who's about to get this package.
There it is.
Right.
There it is. Yeah, your husband's getting hooked up for Father's Day. Joanne, Aaron, we love you for listening. Y'all be safe on the roads, on the way, flashing lights. Love you too, Joanne. What you got, Laura?
Coming up in a Flash and Lights report, ASAP Rocky is premiering a documentary on the Tribeca Film Festival. So I'll let you know what it's about and all this good stuff. Coming up in a Flash and Lights report.
Minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
Good morning.
I should really go get dressed.
Please.
Yeah, this is obscene what's happening right now.
I'm starting to feel away.
You should.
All right. Let's go flashing lights so you can get dressed.
It's happened before. You know what I'm saying? My nakedness is causing feelings.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash.
Naked on your radio.
You know you will flash your lights.
So when ASAP Rocky got arrested in Sweden, remember it made international headlines, fans, friends, everybody was trying to help him out, calling for his freedom. Remember the story? He was being followed by two individuals in the streets of Stockholm.
I remember the video.
Yeah, there was a video that floated around. A physical altercation broke out and two members of his team were charged with assault. So now Rocky's putting, you know, he never really came on and spoke about it, but he created a whole documentary. It's called Stockholm Syndrome, and it's set to debut at the Tribeca Film Festival as part of the Juneteenth programming. So they're saying that, you know, it's going to detail all of his experience dealing with Sweden's legal system. It's going to be interesting, and friends and family and people they interviewed and everyone who tried to help him out. Remember Kanye even asked Trump, remember?
Yeah, I was about to bring that up. And Trump, like, sent like a dude. Like some sort of federal representative. But Sweden was like, nah, fam, we not cool like that with you, bro.
We got it over here. We'll
figure
it out.
This is our thing. You gotta, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was one of the international moments that showed the lack of respect for the sitting president of the United States at that time.
Well, right. But also it showed that there was a lack, I think even deeper than that, Rosenberg. I think any president that wasn't Donald Trump would have not tried to use that as a international moment. You feel me? Because that's disrespectful to that country. That somebody went there, something went on, and you're trying to intervene as America with an artist, a musician. Like any other president would have said, well, they have their legal system. Let's see if it's being fair. Let's see how this plays out. They have laws. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To step into another country like, we're America, you have one of our celebrities, let him go. What? That doesn't fly anywhere.
Well, I think the way Trump did it, too, because the way he does everything is heavy-handed and public and right. An attempt to sun whoever he's dealing with. That never plays well. If people have good relationships, there's probably back-channel conversations.
Yes, that doesn't need to be public.
But it should be interesting, you know, an interesting story to watch because there's so many details that none of us are aware of. Like, Rocky never really, really opened up about it. So
yeah, it's a crazy story.
I'm interested to watch it. So we'll see. That's your flashing light report. The time is 7:01. Today will be a high of 84 degrees and we'll get some rain in the afternoon. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Look, coming up, man, congrats. Who deserves the congratulations? You played yourself. I got put onto a story with regard to a Burger King worker. And I've told you guys, we've talked about it. It's been a hot topic on this show. The pants they wear at some of these fast food spots, if you got a bubble, you looking right. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so curious about where the story goes.
Yo, listen, there's a congrats in order coming up. Pick it up. A congrats in order. Pick it up. Coming up in about 20 minutes, plus Ride or Die. You got it on Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning.
WQHDFM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes, commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Turn it up. Turn up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg. Sun shining. Warm. It was soupy hot at a certain point yesterday here in the tri-state New York City. Remember, it rained in the afternoon, and then it was like walking through a sauna. That real August vibes yesterday.
Really was.
Yo, hit Laura with the button.
Congratulations. Why? You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself.
I needed
yourself,
a transition yo, and your camera wasn't ready.
Playing yourself.
I don't play.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pee-wee, quiet for a second, man. We're trying to do a radio show, bro. I'm
trying to tell him.
Yo, Pee-wee wants you out of that house, Laura. Yeah. He's tired of your shenanigans. He's making the broadcast difficult. He wants you to go back to work. He's like, all right, Mom, enough out of you. Later.
I bet later. That is not how he reacts when you actually have to leave the house.
No, you know, the people are cleaning the windows, so he's freaking out about that.
cleaning the windows at 7 a.m.?
I know.
Congratulations. Listen, you played yourself.
I don't understand it either. Maybe they're setting up. I don't know. But remember, it used to happen when we were at the station, too. They would clean the windows mad early.
Yo, man. Well, I have a story here, and we talk about it often with regard to the pants being worn by fast food workers. And, you know, every now and then, somebody calls, yo, I work at this restaurant, I work at that, I'm a cashier. Yesterday, I'm a cashier. I was like, yo, you got them pants, some nylon pants. Yo, them pants, they be, yo, you got, ooh. Giggle, giggle, ha, ha, ha. I had no idea I was talking about something that's a real issue out here. A Burger King customer told an employee her uniform was a distraction to her husband.
Wait, what?
You heard that right. Two individuals went into a Burger King to do whatever they was going to get, whatever they was going to get. Maybe that new chicken sandwich. Saw a commercial last night. Looked amazing. And told the worker there that because her pants fit too good around her bum, that her outfit, her uniform, her Burger King uniform was a distraction.
Wow.
I can't.
That's bold.
Okay, get
Wait,
over it.
Was the husband someone buying Burger King? He was buying
Yes.
Food?
Yeah, they were so just in there getting food.
And how do you even see the people? Like, they walked away from the counter, one of those deals?
Well, they filmed it. It was put on TikTok. It's got 4.8 million views already.
Nothing to worry about.
Is that right?
It's cool. And I must say, her uniform, the way it fits her, it's a distraction.
That's not fair to say, though, man.
Nah, it's not,
Come
man.
Come on.
And you know, it's a continued conversation, too, because, and it's not as if she's like, she's not doing anything. She's literally in the photo that I have here. I'm looking at it on Baller Alert. There's nothing there.
No.
Nothing.
No, that's just how she's built, and that's it.
Wait.
Yeah, I saw this.
Stupid.
Yeah, that's whack.
It's stupid.
It's super whack. And
ridiculous.
Any person, man or woman, that has the gall to walk up to another person at their job wearing the appropriate clothes and tell them the way the clothes fit their body is a problem, and you're the one patronizing the establishment, you're the customer, you've walked in there, you know what you get.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Super congrats.
You don't remember, there was also a story about a woman who was coming home from vacation, and she was wearing like a little vacation romper. Like, guys, nothing. I've worn something like that before. I've seen tons of women wear something like that before. But because she got on a plane and she happened to have, you know, a bigger breast and a bigger butt, they almost didn't let her board the plane because they said it was, you know, a distraction and that there was children on the plane. I'm like, I looked at her pictures. I couldn't believe it. So far that the captain offered to give her his jacket. And she was disgusted. She was there with her kids. And guys, she was wearing nothing wrong. It's disgusting.
Anybody that's, you know, and it only, you notice it only applies to voluptuous women. Because slender women, smaller women, nobody says anything. But when you got that God-given, people get all bent out of shape. And for that,
congratulations, you played yourself.
Laura, what you got today?
Now, Rosenberg, I don't know if you peeped this, because I've asked the team if they watched the show Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt before. I love that show. I think it's really funny, and it's to me, I love it. But the actress, Ellie Kemper, had to apologize. And you let me know where the congrats goes, because I was like, you know. When she was 19, she decided to participate in one of those, what do you call them? The debutante
ball? You said it right. Debutante
balls in her hometown. But when she was 19, yeah, she was like, okay. She was crowned queen of love and beauty. But the organization was based in Missouri and was founded by former Confederate officers. At the time, she was like, I just kind of participated in the pageant in her hometown. So when they dug up the organization, they had a bunch of like racist and sexist elitist past. And they were trying to cancel her because she participated in the beauty pageant when she was 19 years old. Now, she put out a statement, was like, you know, real talk. She was like, I was 19, you know, the century-old organization who hosted the ball. And she says that it has an unquestionable racist, sexist, elitist past. And I didn't know the history at the time. She's like, my ignorance is not an excuse. I was old enough to have educated myself before getting involved. So, you know.
She was 19?
She was 19.
And people are mad that this was her hometown debutante ball?
Yes.
The congrats goes to the people who are mad at this lady.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Now, you could give the congrats back to me if later on we find out that her parents were Klansmen and some Grand Wizards and she's been hiding the whole thing. And she was like, you know, born into it. And you could give it back to me because then you damn well knew what this was. But if that ain't the case, you was just in your racist-ass hometown and wanted to be a debutante. Everybody upset about it. Guess what?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's wild.
Listen, I think in the end, she probably did the right thing for coming out and being like, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I don't think she could ignore it. But yeah, I mean, the problem is not that she happened to be in it. The problem is that that's the ball in her hometown.
So maybe a congrats goes to the hometown.
Yeah, what town is this? America.
Do we know?
It's in Missouri. I don't know.
Oh, the United States of America.
Congratulations.
Oh, it's in that country.
You played yourself.
It's in that place, huh?
Rosenberg, what you got today?
Well, you know, to people who thought, hey, man, James Harden, he's day-to-day. Hamstring hurt. Not sure when he'll play again. Great opportunity for the very talented Milwaukee Bucks to maybe steal a game in Brooklyn.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
There was something stolen last night. That's right. And that's called the time of anyone who watched that game hoping it would be competitive.
Or
the Nets whooped
or the backbone
that ass something.
Of the Milwaukee Bucks.
The savage beatdown that was placed upon the Milwaukee Bucks was just, I mean, 36-19 after the first quarter, 55-41 after the second quarter, and it got worse from that. 125-86. That's right. They won by almost 40 points, your old Brooklyn Nets. It is not looking like the Milwaukee Bucks will be able to beat them with two of the big three. So if you're waiting on the Nets to lose, like many Knicks fans are, sadly, I have this for you.
Congratulations. Well, you played
furthermore,
yourself.
Furthermore, to the Knicks fans, I read about you. You showed up to the Barclay with your Knicks gear on last night to root for the Bucks.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's what we're doing?
That happened yesterday? Like we
according to reports, I read some media people, some sports writers wrote about it. Or they tweeted about it, excuse me. Who are you mad at? This sounds like displaced anger. You're just pissed that you're not in the playoffs, that your team's been terrible for many years, and this year was a pretty damn good season for the Knicks. But you want to bring negative energy upon the Brooklyn Nets?
You just ignore it. If you hate them, I get it, but ignore it.
Why would you? What's the hate about the Brooklyn Nets? Seriously. That they have three great players right now? Is that the only thing?
I think the number one thing is pure, quote, hate, like jealousy.
Right, but that's jealousy.
But number two, there is also, you know, like the coming to the city, you know, the fans who kind of jump ship on the Knicks to go be fans of the Nets.
But you know how you could have prevented that?
By being good?
By winning basketball games.
Well.
And for that, you get.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
We could have been a city of love, man. We could have unified. We don't have to love. We don't have to like each team, but we could support one another. We don't have to wish negative energy on one another.
I mean,
heal the world. Like this.
Make it a better place
for the Knicks and the Nets
and anyone watching basketball at their place. There are people dying. We're saving our own lives. It's true. It could be a better unified basketball universe for me and you.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Hero in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Listen, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. I tried, man. I've tried multiple times to bring love and unity to this city. As the Nets go on and look amazing right now. And I watched the entire game last night. You know why? Because I wanted to see what the Nets were really doing. Like, what? I didn't watch the first game. Yo, if you didn't watch the game last night, and you're a fan of the sport of basketball, it was beautiful what the Nets were doing last night. The ball, because it wasn't like it was like Kyrie took over the game. Mm-mm. I mean, KD shot amazing from the field. They were shooting amazing. But the ball movement, the sheer ball movement of the offense, the way they play defense, like, it's they're really playing great basketball.
Well, yeah, they are this super team, so you want to hate and assume it's just going to be their stars. But the fact is, they're a super team, and all they do is just pass the ball. It's team basketball. Everybody lives right now in that team.
So,
you can hate, but they're playing good basketball.
Listen, man, shout to the Barclays yesterday. Hooked our listeners up with tickets for $9.71.
That's right.
That was a good time. Shout to Mandy. Thanks for the photos of all the listeners lined up at the Barclays yesterday at 10 a.m.
That was dope.
Yeah, it was really dope. So salute to the Brooklyn Nets. Cast 197 minutes. Commercial free. We got Summer Jams on the way. Lock in. Summer Jam tickets 15 minutes.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, step swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire! Fire, fire,
fire. Gosh.
Now, I can understand if you don't eat something like it's like religious or something. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I could get that. Or you're allergic, right? You know,
for
you
sure.
Know,
you never those both make sense.
You're allergic. I get it. I get it. But to have never have had something just because is bizarre. Especially when it's common. Like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You've never had a peanut. You have not lived.
Right.
Matter of fact. The person I'm talking about, now I understand what's going on with him psychologically. You have not lived. You have not let your guard down and let the wind just grace your life.
Just soar.
You've never soared with the birds. You've never, you know what I'm saying? You just haven't lived.
And this has nothing to do if you're allergic to peanuts or anything like that. We get that.
Right.
But just producer
Lord has never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Wow.
Laura,
wow.
I like your cover up because you don't want to be canceled by the peanut mobs.
Right.
No, peanut allergy's real.
It's real.
I'm really,
it's
really trying to figure out like,
that's
what
not the case here. That's not the case.
I ever had.
That's not the case here. Now, yesterday, Rosenberg's other job, ESPN, Michael Kay, as talented as he is and has reached the highest heights of sports broadcast. I question many things with regard to whom he is.
Right.
And if he actually is a human being. Mm. He may be some sort of droid. They droid. Might plug him in at night. He might actually sleep in some sort of confinement bubble.
You're very in bounds to be questioning this, Ebro. Yesterday, Michael decided after the pandemic that he is willing to start trying things that he's never tried. And these are things that I've pushed him on.
It took mass death.
Before he would try cheese.
Before he would have a cheeseburger.
So wait, he's never had cheese before? Or just not on a burger?
He never had American cheese of any sort.
Well, American cheese is trash. Mozzarella cheese on pizza. Let's keep it 1,000. American cheese is trash.
Not on a burger, it's
nah,
not.
Nah, it's all right.
No, on a burger, American
cheese
works. On a
burger, it's popping. No, on a burger,
I'll take
popping.
Cheddar all day. But anyway, we'll play just for the sake of combo. American cheese is trash. But cheese. Anyway, so has he had a cheddar cheeseburger?
No.
What about mozzarella cheese on a burger?
He likes mozzarella cheese on pizza, but I don't think he'd ever had it on a burger. And furthermore, you guys are just focused on the cheese. Remember, there was also ketchup, which he doesn't have. Tomato.
What?
There was peppers on there. And there was like a sauce. There was like an aioli sauce, or as he calls it, ointment, that he refuses to have either. And he had the whole thing.
Wow.
This
and
was
how
a
was
big
it?
Day. He loved it. It was just what I always thought. Mean,
there's nothing to dislike.
Wait. He's never had ketchup, is what you said. You said that? Did you say he never had ketchup?
I don't know if he's never had ketchup, but he doesn't do ketchup.
Generally. So he was out here eating dry-ass burgers, dry like burgers. Just bread
dry
and meat?
Dogs.
Wait, he was eating mayonnaise hamburgers? He was eating mayonnaise.
What?
No, he won't eat mayonnaise. Oh, yesterday was the first time he had sauce like that.
Dry burgers. What a boring life.
He's been deprived.
Yo, what did I tell you guys? I told you guys these people aren't living. They think they're living.
This is so strange.
He grew up with no sauce on food?
No sauces.
And dry
no, and never. By the way, that's just the beginning. He's never had eggs. He's never had fish. He's never had beans. He's never had soup.
Wait.
Ay, Dios mío. I'm getting
how do you
headache.
Say you've never had beans? What do you mean? There's so many different types of beans.
Lima bean, black bean,
black.
Red bean.
No
doesn't
bean.
Have beans.
What about a green bean?
I don't think green beans.
And never has soup?
Never tried soup.
When he was a kid, you're 5 years old, you got a sniffly nose, your mom's gives you soup. His mom never gave him soup?
Yo, and this is why I say I question. Because... So now I start to judge your parents. I start to judge how you were raised. I start to judge right. so many things.
I have well, so I, many questions.
Because literally, in a home where food is being, in theory, every day your food is being eaten, were they making special food for
no,
you? Or they also
no.
were not eating these
Back
things?
No, Michael grew up in a pretty rough and tumble life in the Bronx and had very little options. But was a baby and refused to try these things. And I guess at some point, his parents said, screw it. Eat your sandwiches. Eat your bologna sandwich or whatever they had in those days.
No cheese.
And our steak for dinner or our chicken for dinner. And he would just eat that and not eat the other stuff. And this lasted and lasted and lasted.
For over 50 years.
And now other things came in where he's able to resemble a normal human being if you see him at a dinner somewhere. But when we, this every 3 months, Don and I would start throwing things at him. And he's just like, no, I never had it. But listen, while we're crushing him, I'm giving him credit that yesterday this happened on the fly. I said, this is our first time together. You said it's going to be the summer of K. You're down to try things. They brought us a burger. I was like, let's go. And he did it. So I'm giving him credit for jumping right in.
Wow.
Giving him credit for eating a cheeseburger.
He's 60 years old.
Jumping right in. He might be. How old is Michael K?
He's
he did
60
not jump
years
right
old.
In.
He did not jump right in.
Hey, 60.
Mass death took place on planet Earth, and he came out of it like, you know, I should live a little.
Yeah.
Yes. Is there any, for all of you, is there anything you guys have never had? Anything common that you've never
common?
Had?
Common?
Yeah, like a cheese
how about
is common.
This?
You've never had a tuna sandwich?
My mother's Jewish, never made pork. My father did not eat pork. And I, ladies and gentlemen, have had a pork chop. And it was delicious.
Yeah, it's tasty when it's done right for show.
You've had bacon. You've had ham.
Yes.
You've had all those.
Yes.
Okay. Cass has never had tuna.
No, I have tuna. I just never had a tuna fish sandwich. I just don't know. It's weird. I don't understand it. I eat all types of fish.
I can see what tuna fish sandwich would throw you off.
It's
and especially
so good
if it's
though.
Not done right.
It's popping.
It's popping.
But it has to be done
sandwich.
Right.
But it had to be done right.
I mean, listen, guys, it doesn't take Emeril Lagasse. You could have a good tuna fish sandwich easy at a bodega. It could be good.
But it could also be bad.
Yeah.
I haven't had a lot of bad tuna fish sandwiches.
I haven't had either, but I'm just saying I've seen
yeah,
so
I mean,
like
in
that.
Theory, yeah. It's fish in a can with you never know.
I'm
but
trying to think of something I've never had.
Listen, call right now. We'll get back to this conversation. We got summer jams. If you want to be smarter than the DJ Cast 1.
Hey.
It's DJ Cast 1.
DJ Casmon.
DJ Casmon.
DJ Uno.
Yo, what's up, man? Summer Jam season, we here.
August 22nd, it goes down, MetLife Stadium.
And we got those tickets right now. Win them before you can buy it.
Be in the building, the big party. The post-pandemic summer jammy. I mean, we hope it's post-pandemic. Y'all watching these new variants move around out here. It's definitely outside still. Don't play yourself. Mm. You can call right now, though. Get these Cast One Summer Jam tickets. Now, Summer Jam, I mean, Cast One Summer Jam, you getting ready? You know what you're going to play when we get outside? Or songs decided yet? Because, you know, the clubs are heating up. But are the songs, like the tunes?
Nah, the songs aren't decided yet. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, I like to get there and feel the vibe and then decide which way we're going to go.
But what are the big songs of the summer? Do you have a prediction?
That Capella Gray song is heating up out there.
Capella Gray.
Capella Gray from the Bronx heating up out there. That song might be a thing. You know what I'm saying? Little Baby and Little Dirk. That album just came out last week.
That's heating up.
Got some things on there. All right. Rosenberg's clearing his throat. I think he wants me to mention Rosenberg's album out of stores right now. Make sure you get that. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you stream that. Real late.
Snake Eyes, that ghost face.
Speak on.
Who you got on the line, Shiny Culture? We'll see. All right.
We got Clyde.
Clyde.
You.
What's up, sir?
What's going on, morning show?
Peace, man.
North Styles. Peter, what's going on?
Yo. Hey.
Yo, with a name like Clyde, you'll never be a Brooklyn Nets fan, huh?
Nah.
It'll never happen.
I still root for them right now. I'm actually a Lakers fan.
There you go. Supportive. Okay. There you go. Support the city.
So I'm running with the locals right now, as you say. I'm running with the locals.
The locals. All right. Here we go. Laura Styles got a question for you. Answer super fast. And you're in at Summer Jam.
All right, Clyde. Let me see. I hope you get this one. Can you tell us who is A$AP Rocky currently dating? Mm.
Come on, man. That's my future baby mother, Rihanna.
Yeah. Whoa, wait. Rocky, don't mess it up. You see Clyde's waiting.
Clyde is
I'm
ready.
Waiting on it, man.
Correct, Clyde. You got that. All right, Cast One. Here's your question. Can you tell us? Where was A$AP Rocky living when he started rapping at age 12?
Harlem.
No. Harrisburg, PA.
What?
That's where he was living.
What? I don't even know. Where do you get these facts from? I don't believe that.
That's a Wikipedia story. It's not founded, not researched.
That's not facts. That's not based on facts.
Clyde got the facts.
You gotta shut up. Yo, Rocky, your sister Erica B might be listening somewhere. Rakim and Erica B. She's a dentist or something. Can she verify? Because Laura might be lying. We don't know where Laura gets this stuff from.
It doesn't matter. Clyde won. He's going to Summer Jam.
Clyde, you at the Summer Jams.
Hey, appreciate it.
Shout out to people who might be locked in somewhere. Send them some love.
Shout out to the whole Uptown BX. Shout out to y'all. Let's see y'all every morning. Laura Styles, congrats on the baby again. I know you get tired of hearing this sometimes.
Thank you.
Rosenberg, me and my boy just caught Drink Champs last night. Congrats on that. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, bro. Stream that album, man. Appreciate you.
Already did. We got an album out that you should stream too.
Here we go.
Shout it out, man. Do it.
4UK by Twin One. That's 4UK. By TWINWUN.
For the number 4, U
and K. A K. By four. Twin One.
I'm looking it up right now.
Boom.
By Twin One.
You're going to love it, man. You're going to love it, man.
Oh, here it is. Twin One. Blue Lights Remix.
Rosenberg. Bars.
Bars.
Recognize.
All right, Clyde.
Zebra just playing it.
What? You playing your tune, Clyde. You famous. You won and you won.
Big risk.
Big.
Wow.
As a result, this will be your last time.
Yo, he hit him with the hubris.
The curse with the curses.
Hubris. The curse Kleenex with the Meenix.
What?
Curse with the Kleenex with the Meenix.
Bars.
That's the lyrical miracles. Twin one, go get it.
Telling you, we on our way. We on our way. We trying.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Good luck, grinding,
man. What's up? Respect.
Yo, thanks for listening too. Hang on, we'll get that info on the way. Oh, it's right now? We doing it now?
Let's
right
go. Now.
F it, we'll do it live.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash.
Can we take
light
a moment to
appreciate the meetings with the cleanest?
Eric B and Rakim.
Wait, you didn't know that?
Nah, I knew it, but that's so fire.
That Rocky's Rakim is his name, and his sister was named Erica. I think Erica B.
Erica
son.
B.
Yeah. That ASAP Rocky's real name is Rakim, and his sister's name is Erica B.
Yeah, shout out to Angie Martinez.
Eric B and Rakim.
Yeah, Rakim on the line.
So far.
With Rocky. That was dope. That was real dope.
So, guys, Teyana Taylor is named Sexiest Woman Alive.
That's right.
By Maxim's 2021 Hot 100.
Well,
so a lot of people were very excited about it, but some people were like, I can't believe this, because they were saying that she's Maxim's first black woman that is sexiest woman alive.
Maxim was, how do I say this? For white men.
Yeah, for the most part.
Their parties, it was all blondes, white women, white men, you know, the bros hanging out. Oh my God, she's so hot, bro. and then, yeah, now I'm sure they struck a deal. Hopefully they paid her a fat sum of money to make them relevant again. You know what I mean? Because I'm gonna tell you what. Yo, Maxim, we didn't need you to tell us Teyana was one of the sexiest people on planet Earth.
Her pictures are insane. I'm looking at her pictures like, this woman is incredible. Wow. I mean, we've always said that. Always.
I'll say this, though. I know you say we didn't need that. I'm personally happy, though, to see a publication really point out just how hot Teyana Taylor is. Because while, yes, it is known, sometimes it's nice to have those things officially written down. She deserves to be that. She's been so hot now for such a long time. I mean, I hear you. I never cared for Maxim myself. It was never my magazine. But I'll take her getting on a cover and having Hottest Woman in the World title on it. Why not?
There you go.
Also, this was pretty dope, Rosenberg. I don't know if you peeped this, but Mike Tyson's Hot Boxing Podcast, he had T-Pain as a guest.
All right.
And he basically shared that I'm in love with a stripper was a joke. He said that his friends were just trying to save strippers at a club, and the song was a joke. And apparently, Big Boy from Outkast loved it. He was like, wait a second. I guess this is actually something. And next thing you know, it's one of T-Pain's biggest hits up to date.
It's one of the reasons he became T-Pain. I mean, honestly.
Like, isn't that crazy? Imagine just being like, I'm just going to make a jokey joke over here, and all of a sudden, boom, it's your biggest hit in your
career. What's crazy to me is that T-Pain still does so much media and manages to pull out a good story from every interview he does. Like, his story never ends. It's like, I thought we know everything there is to know about T-Pain. Then he does a new interview, and you're like, there's more.
Nope. I'm in love with a stripper.
So
that's damn near a country record, too, by the way.
Yeah, true.
when you listen to it. I'm in love with a stripper.
That's your Flash and Light Tip. The time is 8:01, high of 84 degrees, rain in the afternoon, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, we're going to talk shit to your face coming up. We're going to talk real greasy to you because we're going to make fun of you for not eating certain foods the way we just destroyed Michael K. a second ago.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, you said fish, soup, what else?
Eggs.
Beans.
Cheese. American cheese.
American cheese on a burger.
No, he never had American cheese.
He's never had it.
That means grilled cheese. Yeah. That means a BLT.
Yeah, no American cheese.
On a burger. Ever.
No, no, no American cheese ever.
BLT doesn't have cheese.
I mean, bacon, egg, cheese. Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Well, bacon, egg, and cheese, he wouldn't eat almost anything on that. He would just have bread with bacon.
All right.
Yo, this is incredible.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Kanye's birthday age right now. Rosenberg.
That was a giant, too.
I'm not going to think very much. I'm guessing Kanye is 44.
Bah! Knocked you out of the park. Home run.
There we go.
Boom.
Wow.
Pow.
Wow.
Back.
I'm back, baby.
Kanye the big 4-4.
I'm ready for the Kanye comeback. I'm ready for the Kanye does some interview, says he's been going through a lot. He was wilding out. He made some mistakes with regard to politics.
I don't need him to say nothing.
Here comes the bars.
Actually, I don't want him to talk.
I just want some good music.
Just put out some heat, bro. Put it in the music, bro. Right. How about that?
I don't know. I don't think I can forget it. Not
say
all.
What?
I don't think I can forget everything.
Oh, I'm never gonna forget. I want to forgive.
I want to move. I'm hoping for too much. I want to be able to love him, not just ignore.
I'm gonna tell you. Listen, the fact that he, and many others were shown to be not as impactful on society as they thought they were by endorsing
white supremacists,
open white supremacist races for their own gains. Some of which I understand, like Lil Wayne taking a photo so he can get out of a federal charge. They weren't impactful in the moment. There might be some long term impact that we haven't been able to see yet, but in the moment they weren't impactful. Not only that, I think he's seen that his music has suffered.
Has it?
His music?
I feel like he still has, even though people like us were a little critical of certain things, he has a whole new wave of young kids who feel differently.
Well, they're fans of him and his clothes, so he could do anything. They're just fanboys. They're not critical. They're not critical. They're just fanboys and girls. And you live in that world, Laura, with the hype beasts and the people who just are.
I mean,
he puts out ugly ass shoes, and everybody's like, they're so comfortable. Oh my God. I'm going to pay $1,500. Bro, there's comfortable shoes on planet Earth.
No, man.
Just Kanye. I want these one mold, super cut, slip on. They look like jellies. Y'all are running around wearing Yeezy jellies. Those wave runners, they're trash, okay?
Yeah. Yeah,
They might be comfortable and they might be worth a lot of money. They look ridiculous.
My man has three pairs. Three.
Oh,
exactly. Lord. So you live in that world. I don't live in that world. And so in the world that I live in, people are waiting for Kanye to make great music.
Right.
And so happy birthday, Kanye West, and much respect to all of your business endeavors that have resulted in you having these people who, no matter what you do, will support you. I think that's amazing. Good for you. But there's many of us who just, want you to get back to these tunes.
Yeah, big Kanye.
If you still got it in you.
He has to still have it in him, right?
Not necessarily.
Well, here's a question. What was the last great Kanye West rap record? Because I don't want to count the
gospel
album.
Like album or song?
No,
song. Life of Pablo.
So I meant even song.
Everything that I recall was Life of Pablo and before. Am I wrong?
I think Kids See Ghosts. He had a couple joints on there.
Nah, there was one song on there. Maybe not on some rap. Maybe some alt little emo, but not right, on but some not, rap.
The last rap you think goes all the way back to Life of Pablo? That's a long time ago, bro. It's a lifetime ago.
I love what Kanye showed up and supported the DMX memorial.
Awesome.
I love that. Was amazing. Like, we know he loves the culture. We know he loves people. We know he cares about his fans. We know he cares. You know, he took some missteps, and it happens. But yeah, happy birthday to the great Kanye West, 44 Facts. Years old today. Now, we're going to get to some Kanye tunes. That's going to happen. We're going to get some of that old yay. But we have to deal with something that's plaguing our world. People not ever experiencing cereal with milk. That's right. You heard this right. On this program, we have an individual, and not because of peanut allergy, and not because of lactose intolerance. Mm. We don't know what planet Producer Griff is from, but he has not had cereal with milk and peanut butter with jelly.
And the cereal with milk, again, to your point, not because he can't have milk. Because what?
He's had cereal and he's had milk. He just never had them together.
I don't know how you have cereal without milk.
He has eats it dry.
Wait.
Here we go.
So
this Producer Griff.
So the cereal without milk thing did start with lactose intolerance when I was little. All right. But then I just never did it.
So now you could have
it. And my mom never put it on my sister or my cereal.
That's fair. That's fair. You had lactose. That's fine.
All right.
And peanut butter is just disgusting. I hate peanut butter.
Peanut butter is so
crap. I cannot stand peanut butter.
Oh my God.
Do you like peanuts?
Only boiled. Boiled peanuts are the only way I'll eat them.
Peanuts?
Yeah, like, I don't like Snickers bars, don't like Reese's, none of that.
Turn this man's mic off.
Hold on.
You physically take a pan, a pot, put water in it, and boil peanuts?
You guys, that's it.
I grew up with that.
That's
some old school. It's probably his grandparents and all that probably did that.
That's the one thing I've never had. I've never had boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts.
What is that?
I don't know what that is.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Boiled peanuts is good. Roasted, all of that. It's good. It's really good.
I'll leave it to you guys. I'm going to buy the peanut butter. I'm good.
No, I'm buying that too. If you ever get a chance to have a couple of boiled peanuts, it's good.
When they're boiled, are they soft?
It changes texture.
It changes the texture a little bit.
Laura, it's irrelevant. You're never pulling out a pot and boiling a peanut. God, as my witness.
You do that at home.
I'm going to boil y'all some peanuts.
Never. You're not making peanuts like arroz.
Yeah. Get the hell out of here.
Hey, man.
Give me my chip to Carver, man.
Give me my Skippy.
God.
You know what I mean? Call right now, 800-223-9797. The conversation today. What is a common, very common food that you have never had? Michael K on ESPN, Rosenberg's other job. Your man's never had an American cheeseburger. He's never had soup. He's never had fish. What else, Rosenberg?
Eggs. I mean, almost anything that's not like...
Now, I know there's some bakers and chefs in their car, like he's had eggs because he's had cake, or he's had eggs because he's had...
Right. No, he's never had an omelet. He's never had scrambled eggs.
Right.
He's never had a fried egg. He's never had anything like that. But once a week, I'm determined throughout the summer on air to make him eat something he's never eaten before.
Now, you know you can really blow his mind. You know where you can really blow his mind. Now that we know he likes a cheeseburger, it's a straight-ahead burger with American cheese on it. Should hit him with that fried egg on the burger.
You want to jump right to adding egg to the burger?
Listen.
Oh, my, that's a lot.
Yo, that hits different, though.
Ugh.
How about a delicious piece of Chilean sea bass? He's never had fish.
What? I mean, it's crazy.
Well, delicious. You know.
There's so many things to have.
I understand that. I'm not a fish fan.
You go straight sushi on it. You gotta go sushi on.
No, that's a lot.
You gotta ease people in, man.
You gotta ease, Cass.
This is for the radio. It's for the show.
Sushi is the one thing that my whole life I've met mad people with. I've had people have sushi for the first time many times.
Right. So yeah, sushi is, and they think that, and you know, a lot of people are having sushi, but everything in it, it's a roll. It's not really sushi, by the way. When you're having, when the meat inside the sushi's already fried up and cooked, and then they roll it in some vegetables and rice, that's just not a roll, quite sushi. Bro. That's not real sushi.
You need raw fish in there if you want
like
the real
thing. Like get a sashimi
deal.
Or something, but yeah, you know,
you're not
it
ready
takes time.
For prime time. It takes time.
Right, get so ready we'll for your mind to blow. People are going to call up with some things, Ebro. You're not going to believe it.
Now, someone here said, King Louis says he has two people he saw on social media that have never had, wait for it, an orange.
Okay. What?
Now, is that because of some citrus allergy? Look, if allergy is the reason,
nah, it doesn't
I understand. Because there are people who can't have citrus.
Right. But aside from that, you're talking about you could have it.
You could correct. Have it.
But you did.
Just never had it. Now, even the eggs thing, right? So when babies are born, many kids, and this is very common, they have an egg intolerance. Meaning if you try to give a kid who's younger than 1 year old an egg, oftentimes they'll throw it back up. It happened to Issa. And which then prompted, you know, a parent, her mom, to be like, yeah. I ain't giving her eggs. I didn't like that day.
Mm-hmm.
And right. So that could end result in now the kid is, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, never had an egg before because of that one moment when they threw it back up.
Right.
You know, maybe that happened to Michael K where it was like, I'm 60. When I was 6 months old, they gave me an egg. I threw it back up. I never tried it again.
No, I think with him, he was just scared of everything.
What do you mean scared?
Like scared to try it.
He's scared of gravy.
And then eggs scare. I could see how eggs would scare you if you're already like you don't want to eat food. Eggs have a weird texture. They're a different kind of thing. But it's also so common.
Right. And no soup ever. That doesn't even soup is broth.
It's nothing.
It's water with seasoning.
It's water with seasoning. Yo, it's water with seasoning. It's so true.
Shani,
so
who's weird. On the line? You never had it before. That's what we're talking about today. We got producer Griff, hates peanut butter, so he never had peanut butter and jelly. Wait, has he had a jelly sandwich then?
We don't know. Right now we got Mick.
Mick, what's a common food that you have never had?
Peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter is foul.
How do you guys land on peanut butter is foul? What type is it? Is it the fact
peanut
that
peanut butter is foul?
Wait, explain what you're saying. I don't understand.
The taste is terrible.
What?
I've tasted it one time. The taste is terrible.
Yo, it's so good.
Let me help the peanut butter haters out there. If you don't have a peanut butter, there's some peanut butter that is terrible. That's a fact. There is peanut butter that is like some of it's like super, super natural and hard and oily and it's not mixed right. And you get it and you're like, what is this oil glop? That can happen.
But the Jif, the regular
Skippy,
either creamy or crunchy.
No way.
Honestly, I'm telling you, when was the last time you tried for real?
Probably been a couple years. I don't know, 5, 6 years. I'll give it another shot.
Give it one little taste on the fork.
Milk and cereal. I don't do more milk and cereal either.
Wait, what?
This is Chris, brother.
Do you have lactose?
Yeah, nah, no milk and cereal. Nah, not at all. I don't like my stuff soggy.
Wait,
no milk
right
and cereal
away. Wait, time out now. There's different types of cereals now. Not all cereals, as soon as it hits the milk, is going to get soggy on you. Maybe you need a crunchier cereal and less milk. But how...
I don't know. I've eaten what my 4.5-year-old be eating. That cereal's pretty crunchy. I just don't like it.
All
right. Listen, man, good luck. Good luck, man. Right. We wish you the best.
Right. The wild thing is that they're having a bowl with the cereal and a spoon. No milk.
Mind-blowing.
Yo,
like, it's not like you just don't eat, but, like, you're just eating dry cereal? Like,
now, I got to put this out.
Who did that?
Fam. Now, at a certain point as an adult, okay, when you go out to eat with other grown-ups, okay, and all you know how to eat is like chicken fingers and fries.
Mm-hmm.
It starts to look nuts.
You look bananas.
Don't eat those either.
when you're going out to a restaurant and you're looking and you're the one person or two people, whatever, or you're going on a date with somebody, like you're a grown up and they're like, where you want to go eat? And you're like, let's just go, you know, have some chicken nuggets.
Right. If you have to order off the kids' menu, it's a problem.
Let's have some chicken nuggets.
And that's where you'll find the chicken nuggets or chicken fingers or mac and cheese. Yo,
I'll just have pasta with butter.
It's the kids' menu. It's the kids' menu. It means you never evolved off the kids' menu.
Right. Only finger foods.
Or mac and cheese.
Yo.
Which is delicious. Don't get me wrong, but come on.
Yo, we got
people are calling in. Let's see.
Christina on the line.
Christina, what foods that are common have you never had or a food?
Pizza.
Nah, bro. Hang up.
With that?
I can't talk to her.
Never had pizza.
I can't part. Hang up. I love you. Thank you for listening. We love your support.
That's sad.
But we cannot have a conversation. I can't associate with you.
That is up. Well, how about this one? Tanya.
Tanya, what common food have you never had?
It's actually my friend's son. He had never eaten French toast. We took him to Denny's. He had never eaten French toast. He had never eaten scrambled eggs. We found out the child had never eaten any kind of Chinese food, and there's a Chinese restaurant less than a half mile from my house.
Well, egg stands out.
French toast, I could understand. Egg stands out. Chinese food, I mean, listen. It depends on how old he is, but let me tell you something.
Oh, he's in high school.
He's in high school.
He didn't eat corned beef hash.
Well,
come to my house
call
and eat everything.
Call Dyfus. Because if you're not, listen.
I never had corned beef hash.
I think I've had corned beef hash.
Yeah, I've had it.
It's okay. It's cool.
It's all right. It's you're cool. Not missing that.
Thanks for your phone call. It's cool.
I've never done steak and eggs or corned beef hash. Like any of those really big breakfasts, I've never done those.
Chicken and waffles?
I've done chicken and waffles. Yeah,
steak and eggs is good. I mean, it's steak with eggs.
By the way, they're both delicious. I'm sure it's
they're
fine.
They're both good. You'd love it.
You got Tawana.
Tawana, what common food have you never had?
I've never had strawberries. I've never had kiwi.
Wait, hold up. Are you allergic?
No. It's just that the thought of those things on the outside of the strawberries, like the little bump thing, I just can't get over that. And like with kiwi, it's like furry. So
kiwi, okay. I'll give you kiwi. It's a little furry. Funky. It's a little funky. But strawberries.
Guacamole?
Oh.
Wait, you've never had guacamole?
Never in my life.
Wow.
I've never had that. Never tasted. It looks nasty. Like, my mind is so messed up. I've never tasted lobster. I've never had crab in my life.
Hey, listen, have a great day, okay? We don't want this propaganda you're putting out here. We don't want this. Whatever you're going through to seep into other people's thoughts.
Yo, Kay's definitely never had guacamole. He's definitely never had avocado. Avocado, there are people who have not had avocado. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's God's nectar. It's beautiful. It's perfect. It's natural fat.
Avocado is like one of the top five best foods.
Word.
Naturally grown on planet Earth.
Yeah, it's like nature's butter.
I have guacamole in my house or avocado at all times, basically.
Missing out on life. Yo, we got Rudy.
I can't, hello? Man. Rudy, man. What common food have you never had?
I never tried corn. I never liked corn.
Wait, like corn on the cob? Or just corn off the cob?
Corn, period. Just corn.
Have you had popcorn?
No, I don't like corn. I don't know what it is. I think as a kid,
he's never had corn.
Wow.
I can't with y'all, man. I can't.
Keep going in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Y'all need therapy. The lady who was like, yo, it looks nasty. You know how much nasty stuff you've probably put in your mouth?
Gross.
Especially if you marry. If you're married, you know your loved one came home and you put that nasty thing right in your mouth.
Yeah.
So you worried about some damn avocado?
Strawberries, the bumps on the strawberries?
Fam, really?
Yo, it's funny too. Fruit, I'm not even kidding. I sounds like I'm joking, I'm not. Things like strawberries, a perfectly ripe strawberry or a perfectly ripe mango. Those are among two of the things that make me believe in God as much as anything else. I'll be like, oh, yes.
Word.
Only a great some sort of great thing we can't understand could make
That's
a mango.
Right. Talk about fact. It.
Where did this mango come from?
Yo, delicious. I feel the same. Yo, I feel the same way about watermelon and pineapple.
Yo, did you see the whole thing this week? There's been a big thing on social media about people putting mustard on watermelon.
Gross.
Never
heard honestly,
of this.
Wait, it made me mad.
Heard of no. it.
That's blasphemy.
Laura, you saw it, right?
Yes, it pissed me off. I was
but
like,
time
what?
Out.
What?
What? I might try it.
What
gross.
People? What do you mean you might try it?
Because mustard has like a tang,
nah,
sour situation.
Not, you put lime.
With a little sweet. No, wait, hold up. Now, y'all hear me out now. Hear me out now.
Hold on now.
Hear me out now. There's a, like, mustard has a tang tartness, right? And then with just a little bit of that on the corner of a perfectly sweet watermelon, it might pop off. I'm not saying
you're making
it's a
it
great
sound
idea.
Like it could be good, but you need to be hung up on like the pizza lady.
The gurus are next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, Hold On, Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. More heat today, huh, Laura?
Yeah. I think it'll cool down because it's going to rain starting like at 1 o'clock, but it's a high of 84 degrees.
Mm. Yo, I'm still tripping. I met somebody today that I had to hang up on because they hadn't had pizza.
Yeah, that was rude.
That was a grown-up.
You banged on her. You didn't even give her a chance to explain.
Well, that one's extra crazy because when you think about it, all the foods we talked about is stuff that people ate as a kid, and they never stopped eating it and didn't explore other things. Pizza, if you don't eat pizza as a kid, that's every birthday party. It's everything.
I know. Like, how do you escape that? I don't understand either.
Yo, and shout out to everybody tweeting me right now that's telling me to put salt on watermelon. If you haven't put salt, a little salt on watermelon, it's cracking.
Yeah, salt on watermelon.
Salt and sweet, man. Pepper. Salt and sweet. Why not pepper? Laura, what's the Latin American? What's the South American spice?
They tajin? Put on,
what is it called?
Tajin.
Woo!
Popping.
On some fruit.
Tagine on the street
eat
when they
a lot of differently. Like a lot of South Americans also eat like green mangoes. Like mm-hmm. It'll be green but with salt in them.
Yeah. Cracking, right?
And with hot sauce too.
Yeah,
ooh,
for sure.
That sounds good.
The tagine and hot sauce on mango.
Have you ever had watermelon hot sauce on watermelon?
Popping.
Slapping. Don't play. That's why the mustard thing sounded like it might work.
The mustard thing I wanna hit you. I wanna
right,
smack you.
I don't even like mustard by itself. I'm not putting it on a watermelon.
Same.
Oh, well, if you don't like mustard, then don't even join the convo.
It's okay. It's not. Mustard is not top tier.
Gross.
Listen, let's not do this.
Gross. Let's not smear. A hot dog with mustard is delicious. Let's not do this.
Yeah, but gross. Mustard is limited after hot dog. It gets really quiet.
I agree, Cass. Listen, let's be honest. Without hot dogs, the mustard industry is in trouble. He's
not
wrong.
He's not wrong.
I like pretzel. I like a pretzel with mustard.
Gross.
Oh, me too. Man, no, cool. I'm with Breeze. Yeah. I'm with you 1,000. I'm with you 1,000.
Ugh, why?
Yeah, and I like a spicy mustard too. Don't play around.
Don't play around.
Y'all can say what you want to say.
And on a sandwich,
Laura, you
like
have zero
sandwich?
Credibility. You
why?
Because you don't even mix ice creams. So.
So? Yeah, I like so to I like to enjoy shot. Every flavor individually. Appreciate them for who they are. Okay?
You can't be Young Snacks and not mix ice cream. Sorry.
Yeah, fam. You fam. Lost our credibility from years ago when we learned I'm that you here. Can't even have multiple scoops of ice cream.
I just don't want it mixed. I want to enjoy it individually. I don't understand why that's still a problem.
I don't know why so you judge it. So Sunday, when you start talking about mustard, we can't I take don't. You serious.
A Sunday, excuse me, Shawnee, what's your question?
A Sunday, and they give you like three different options of scoops. You just get the same scoop?
Yeah, and toppings or whatever. It's all the same thing. This lady.
Vanilla Sunday.
Let's go to the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
You hang up on Laura for real?
The nope. guru, Laura at gmail.com. The squad cleanses the air, that's the right, energy. That's right. We unite to heal the world.
Burn the sage.
Shawnee Coltrane burns the sage. That's right. Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises. As the listeners prepare themselves to hear incredible advice from very wise people.
That's right. Let's save our life.
Rosenberg, who's in need of our help?
The guru Laura at gmail.com. Yes, the guru Laura at gmail.com. That's the email address. Hey guys, I would like to remain anonymous. Cue the boring music.
Shout out to Africa.
Shawnee with the awkward whisper. I am a huge fan. I listen to you guys every morning. You make my mornings that much better heading to work. Bless you all. I'm currently dealing with a situation that has me iffy about what my next move should be. Mm-hmm. I'm 26 years old, and I've been with my boyfriend for about 9 years. Mm. That's all the way back to 17, damn. I currently still live at home with my mom and sister. I work full-time and have been saving lots of money to move out with my boyfriend so we can get our own apartment and have my own family. He currently has a roommate, and we see each other whenever we get off work and sometimes spend the nights together. It's been 9 years. I'm grown and he's grown, and he's yet to propose to me. Mm-hmm. He knows I want to get married, and we know that we'll always be together, and we basically planned out our future for the past couple of years. I want a house, and I want a baby, but I refuse to do any of that without being his wife first. I believe that marriage is a huge factor, and it's a big step in our relationship. I don't know what's holding him back, but I'm not getting any younger, and if he isn't ready after 9 years, I don't think he'll ever be. Should I move forward and move on with my life, or should I sit here and wait since I've already been with him this long? Whew, guys, I have a lot. There's a lot of thoughts here.
There's a lot of thoughts.
How old are they?
Did she say,
was that established?
She's 26.
27.
He's 27?
No, she said they're 26. The point is this.
26.
Out of the gate, your whole conversation you're having is fundamentally flawed.
Right.
This whole, we've been together 9 years. Mm-hmm. I need to have a family. I'm not getting any younger. We just need to get married. Yo, for you, you know where you lost me? When you said I'm grown and he's grown. Are you? You're 26 and you live at home and he has roommates. Right. Y'all don't even live together at all.
Right.
Are you grown? And you've been together since you were 17 years old.
Right.
Damn.
And you're already planning the baby, the future, the marriage. Like, you're already just... Sometimes I hear these things, Shawnee, and I'm like... Why are you punting on the rest of life right now and just being like, I want to now be home?
You're skipping the steps.
You don't even know what it is to live with a person. Like, what if you live together and you absolutely hate his guts?
Right. We spend the night sometimes.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you don't even know what that is. You have roommates. You live at home. You haven't experienced having your own place.
Yeah, you sound immature. No disrespect. But you're not thinking about this properly. And you're ready to leave him after 9 years just because he won't propose?
But, like everyone else, or at least 50% of people who get married in America, go for it. Put the pressure on him. Force him into marriage.
There you go.
Never lived together before. Right. Have some babies and see what happens.
Oh, man. You need to experience life first as an adult before you make these decisions. And you can't pressure anybody to get married.
Nope.
They have to want to get married.
Right. And I'm sure he wants to
because y'all works out.
Talked
she
about
asked
it. Him, like, maybe the reason he's not ready to get married is because he sees everything that everyone else is saying right here, which is we can't even afford to have our own place together.
Right.
And I'm only 26, 27 years old, and I haven't experienced much because we've been together the whole time trying to figure life out.
Yeah.
And so marriage... for some is the final countdown.
Yeah, you want him to save you from your mama's crib, too. Like,
well, no, because I don't think it's that far, because she says that she's been working for a while and they're saving up money, but she refuses to do it until they get married. So she, like, the way she worded the email, it's possible that she can go ahead, they can go ahead and move out together, whatever. She just doesn't want to take any of these steps until they're married.
Yeah, she's more, it sounds like she's more traditional with the moving out, right, moving in together thing. And maybe, right, her family is like, you ain't going nowhere until you married. And that's
that could happen.
That's
could
what's in her brain. That and that's what too. She's doing.
That could be a thing.
Right.
But if the only problem is that he's not marrying you, do not leave him. Because I didn't hear any other issues.
Or, right, or Shawnee, if she's just not, like, if she has that conversation with him, he says, yo, I'm not ready. Hey. You have to also be honest with yourself of like, okay, yeah, so if he's not ready, you can't just pressure somebody. You got to decide, do you want to stay and wait, or do you want to move on with your life?
Well, let's just take a second to process how crazy that is. At 26 years old, if you're in love with someone and that person isn't ready yet, so because what you really care about is marriage, mm-hmm, just marriage, the idea, not the human being.
Put a ring
get
on my
rid
finger.
Of the human being you're quote-unquote in love with so you can find any warm body to, right, have a marriage with. Guys, let's just be real. That's crazy.
Not only, yeah, is it crazy, but you don't, I don't think even facts understand what marriage is, if that's what you're willing to do.
And
right, it, because marriage is a commitment to another human being, mm-hmm, for better or for worse.
Mm-hmm. It's and not just that, a date.
And if you're going to partner with someone for the rest of your life, you might want to hear what they have to say and maybe even help them, you know, get to where you are. You are with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the partnership part.
Right. And to that point,
some people are, you know, that all might be true too. And then there's also the other side where some people just are on different wavelengths. Guys, she might be ready. Like, we don't know this person. She might be ready to get married, right? Like, let's say she is, but he's not. So either way, it goes bad if you pressure him to get married and he's not ready, you know? So you might just have to, like, chill. If you feel like you're really ready to get married and this is what you want to do, sometimes you just might have to let that go.
Well, so here's the deal. Let's go with what Cass is saying. Let's assume, mm-hmm, she is more mature than this email leads us to believe. And, right, she is more ready. You're 26, so you've been with this guy for 9 years. So you guys got together at 17. You guys know each other really, really well. It sounds like everything's good. So break up with him now and then spend the next 9 getting to know someone else. Hopefully you find somebody equally as awesome. Mm-hmm. And so you'll be, what, 35? And then, you know, maybe y'all hit it off and you get married quicker.
Hopefully that works.
Hopefully that works out. And let us know. Email us back. We may still have jobs.
So I don't get to burn it down today?
No.
I'm trying to get there, Cash. You see,
I was trying to get there, too. I
went there twice. Yo, do what everybody else does, which is force it, risk it, see what happens.
Jump out the window.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And
let it go,
or
see what happens.
Leave him now. Get to know somebody else over the next 3 to 4 years. And hopefully it works out for you.
All right,
or third option, be patient.
Can we all agree, though, that she should have an honest conversation about what she wants and where she's at in life and see what he wants or where
he's at?
She
already had an honest conversation, right, Laura. She emailed us instead of talking to him.
Bro.
Burn it down.
So talk to him and see where – have an honest conversation about what both of you guys want and what you're ready for. You know what I mean? You have to listen. Just because it's what you want doesn't mean that's what he wants. So and then you can make your decision based on that.
You're talking about healthy
do
relationships.
It.
So dice la guru.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Healthy relationship conversations and listening and patience. What planet are you guys on?
Patience.
The damn gurus always trying to do things the right way. That's not what we do in America, damn it. We get married and 50% of relationships end up in divorce.
Right. That's either jump in or burn it down now. Either way, you're going to light that fire,
you
baby.
You rush into it, you get what you want. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
Wow. The MTV VMAs are coming back to Barclays Center on September 12th.
Poppin'.
It's the 40th anniversary of the MTV, actually, on August 1st. So this year's event will also mark the remembrance of the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. So MTV is collaborating with 9/11 Day, a nonprofit that would lead a series of service-oriented activities during the week leading up to the VMAs. So no performances have been announced yet, but, you know, I'm pretty sure it's going to be some big names that support the MTV Awards, the MTV Video Music Awards. So, you know, and, yo, the Barclays Center does a really good job when it comes to testing and figuring, you know what I mean? They have their vaccinated sections, non-vaccinated section. So, we're back. Basically back, guys.
It's close. I mean, make the adjustment. We've been, you know, you get vaxxed, you move around out here. You still got to wear your mask. Yo, by the way, even though you get vaxxed, you still got to get tests out here depending on the type of work you're doing, too.
Absolutely.
A lot of tests still going around. So the vax is not a cure, okay?
Facts.
It is not a cure. And if you're not vaxxed, you're still wearing a mask out here and you're playing roulette. You know, you get what you get.
Just take care of yourself. You know what I mean? Clean your hands. You know, take care of yourself. Did you guys see that Naomi Osaka dropped out of next week's German Open?
She dropped that one too, huh?
Another tournament, yeah.
Yeah, she said she wants a break.
She needs a break. She needs a mental break from everything. Okay. Good for her, man. You know what I mean?
Everybody needs what they need. Yo, yeah. Naomi Osaka made the most money of any athlete, I think, in the last 18 months or something, right?
Really?
I think her numbers are crazy.
She's one of the highest paid athletes.
In the last, like, year or something.
Damn, well, she's all the more reason she can show.
Right?
I hope she plays Wimbledon, which is coming up soon, but we'll see.
Now, if she takes too much time off, we're going to start blaming Cordae. You trying to live that rap life. You trying to hang out with rappers. Yo, Cordae, man.
Oh, my God,
get her back out there.
Guys, you... Oh, my God. I want to scream right now.
What? Is a mouse in your house?
Pee-wee just had diarrhea all over the floor.
Oh, no.
He came and he sat down on my foot and I have poo-poo on my foot.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I gotta go.
Pee-wee pooed on you. Laura's
I gotta go.
How bad?
Are you barefoot?
Yes!
Yo, that's the cute pet video. Bring the camera down. We gotta see it.
Yeah, this is the cute pet video of the year. Let's see it.
Laura gets doodled on the radio.
I can't. I'm not gonna bring. Can you see? I'm out. Bye.
Right on your doodle foot.
Bye.
We're waking up. In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Tata, Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?